If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you. Someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hello, it's Diane with the Someone Gets Me podcast, and we are in episode number 6. And today, I want to talk about the making of an entrepreneur. This topic came to me because of one of my clients. He asked me about what does it take to run your own business or be your own boss, be an entrepreneur, if you will. He's been working in the corporate world for quite some time and has been very, very unhappy. He's successful there. He does great things and people love him. It's not that. It's that his inner vision, it's not alive. And he knows that he has more to offer the world and wants to figure out a way to do that. And he figures he's going to have to start his own business and become an entrepreneur. He's always had that desire. Always, he says. Ever since he was little, he had a lemonade stand and he would always find ways to make money in school. But he never really equated it to a natural gift he might have to be his own boss as an adult. So this podcast is for him and for other people who wonder about what it takes for a smart, insensitive, gifted type person to be an entrepreneur. First of all, understand that the smart and gifted person is full of creative ideas, full of things, one thing after the other, tons of things for sustainable income or for their livelihood. The key is to make sure that the ideas are something they know enough about or have the drive and excitement about it. It's that inner passion that makes the entrepreneur successful. It's having knowledge and understanding and a lot of passion and excitement about what you're doing, because entrepreneurs work way harder than people who have 40-hour weeks. But it doesn't feel like work because of the passion. And that's the first thing that you have to have. And my client, he has a passion for helping people, for doing good for others, for helping them heal in a way that's not traditional. That passion is a very, very strong one. It's a burning desire, you would call it, maybe. So he has that. Now, the next thing I told him, and the next thing I would tell you, is to always keep the end in mind. That means paying attention to where you're going. What's the goal anyway? What are the mile markers to get you to that goal? What is your personal focus when it comes to that goal? In other words, your vision. Your vision and your mission are the fuel to put in the gas tank. But if you don't know where you're going because you don't have an end in mind, then it's a little tricky. Now, the other thing I tell everybody is, whatever you think it's going to look like when you start out, I can tell you that's not it. It's just not it. You could have the best ideas in the whole world, and they are. As you start walking the road toward your business or in the business, you will find out that things change. Different people are attracted to you. Changes in technology or an opportunity. All can change the landscape and constellation of your entrepreneur journey in a minute. It's happened to me a couple times, several times actually in my life. So we begin with the end in mind, with our vision, what we would like to feel and experience and see, and who we would like to be when we get there. Now you notice I didn't say anything about how much money I'm going to make or what the building looks like. That is a place that is not quite where I'm headed. What I'm saying is it's your emotions that are going to drive you and give you the power and the energy to get where you're going. So a smart person, a gifted, intense person, really must pay attention to how are you going to feel when you get there? And how are you going to feel along the way? Because you have to understand that you'll probably have frustration. You'll probably have days you want to give up. You'll probably have days you're on top of the world and don't even know how to say how happy you are. And they're all valid. And they're all real. And It's never going to end the way you think it is, ever. It always ends better, and it's always more exciting, because what you can see now is only a fraction of what you'll learn and grow into as you become that person along the journey. Because after all, it's who we become on the journey that matters anyway, right? So always know that. Focus on the vision, and it never looks like you think it's going to look. Now, the next part that I talked to my client about was the sense of being of service, making a contribution. What I know from my entrepreneur journey is the large part of the people who own their own businesses or are working on something independent, when you talk to them and get underneath all the superficial, what do you do, blah, 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 their heart says, I want to make a difference. Either I want to help somebody or I want to solve a problem. I want to do something that makes a difference so I can feel like I'm contributing in some positive way in the world. This drive to contribute and participate in everything that's going on around us runs very, very deep, very deep. So people who have that and they can touch that and experience that drive to participate in life, to contribute to the betterment of humanity, those people are the ones who you will see excelling in the entrepreneur world and in the other business world too. But we're talking about entrepreneurs. You want to let your kids help. If you have children, you want to let them help. You want to let them be of service. Because when we foster the idea of helping and serving others in our children and in those around us, it supports our own journey to live a vision of service and contributing. A friend of mine has a small child and he likes to help with the dishes. Now he's only, I think, maybe 4 or 5, and he's not very good at washing dishes. And his mother was, you know, always trying to either tell him how to do it or not letting him. And there was always a fight. And one night when I was over visiting them, I said, you know, let him wash the dishes. Let him be of service to you. Let him contribute to the family. And if they're not washed perfectly after he goes to bed, touch up what he didn't do and put him away. That way, he can feel worthy, valuable, like he's contributing. To be a contributor is natural to our human instincts. When we are not allowed to contribute is when there's problems. So if you're going to be an entrepreneur, if you're going to be somebody who is moving forward, then it's also about honoring that contribution that other people want to make in your world. So if somebody wants to contribute in a positive way and you shut them down or you stop them, you actually stop your blessing and their blessing. Everybody loses in those situations. You want to always be attentive to doing service work, to offering yourselves for others. Now, a lot of people in my world, we offer lots of different things. We offer part of our time. I freely answer questions. I freely talk to people. I offer whatever knowledge I have without thinking about it twice. If somebody called me and asked me, I would answer it as best I can, because I think if I share the knowledge I have with somebody who's honestly asking, then that's form of service, right? Same thing with my talent or my money. I try to serve people in the best way I can. I guess the question I ask myself the most is, am I being a good steward? And for me, the definition of stewardship means that I'm taking the best possible care, the best care of my resources, of my time, of my money, of my talent, of who I am, all my resources. Resources is not just money. It's everything. Am I being a good steward when it comes to my relationships and my friendships? So what is the best use? What is the best use of my time or my talent? What is the best use of my money? Well, an entrepreneur can only answer that question when they've stopped for a moment and paid attention to the long-term and the short-term goals and mile markers and what the vision is. So back to my client for a minute. He is really, really smart. And he hesitated for a long time to actually do something with what he wanted to do with his heart's desire. He hemmed and he hawed around and he did all kinds of other things and distracted himself the best way he could. But you know what? That heart's desire, it wouldn't go away. It was crazy. He kept calling me every day and wanting to know what's going on. I said, well, the moment you say yes to it, it'll all become clear. So after some more time of playing around, he finally said yes. I was so, so happy. I couldn't believe it. And when he said yes, guess what happened? Opportunities started showing up. Ideas started showing up. He was able to put his talent and his knowledge from his previous career and his ability into perfect harmony as he launches and grows this amazing business. And he's helping people every day. Now, years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago, I guess, he told me, all I want to do is help people. I'm getting goosebumps telling you the story. All he wanted to do was help. And he was stuck in a way, in a profession where he couldn't, not in the way he was meant to. So it's really not what can you do, it's what are you called to do. An entrepreneur follows their calling, not necessarily just their ability. I can do a lot of things that I'm not doing with my calling. It's not that I can't, it's just that it's not my calling. So my client, he's following his calling now, and he's happy, and he's helping people. And sometimes I think he's surprised at the good reception and the positive feedback he's getting. To me, it's no surprise. When he became in alignment, when you're in alignment, when I'm in alignment with who we are and what we're offering and why we're doing what we're doing, and we have our heart alive and we're showing the way that way, of course people are going to be drawn to you. They don't have any other choice because you're being authentic and real and you're allowing your heart's calling to show up. Because, you know, the heart's calling of a person, your heart's calling, is not an accident. In fact, it's uniquely for you to do. Nobody else can do it the way you do it. You've got to do it. So an entrepreneur is somebody who says yes to all of that stuff and says, I'm going to follow my heart and I'm going to follow what I know is right and I'm going to follow what's good. And I'm going to help people and I'm going to serve people in the way I'm uniquely qualified. So my client's doing that now. And now he calls himself an entrepreneur, even though a few years ago, he wouldn't have wanted to say that about himself. He thought that was a goofy kind of term for people who, you know, couldn't work. Well, I tell him, you know, entrepreneurs, some of them say they're not employable. But I think what that means is they're not employable by standards and in outdated modalities and things and situations that don't resonate with them, that don't align for them, and certainly aren't serving their highest good. So if you have a heart's desire and it's different than what you're doing right now, and you're sensitive and you're smart, pay attention to that heart's desire. It's trying to emerge. It's trying to come alive. And it's up to you to say yes. Always up to you to say yes. So remember, if you say yes to your vision and you follow your emotions and you allow yourself to grow on the journey, only wonderful, amazing things will come out of it all. Even through the rough times, even through the dark times, good things are bound to happen. So until next time, always know that if you have a smile on your face and a bounce in your step, the world looks completely bright and amazing. I'll talk to you later.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.